That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, "Is it Renee?" And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof wherever you get your podcasts. And follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
All right, welcome to the French Trump presidential press conference. It is I, French Trump, and I will now take the questions from the press. Go ahead.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Roma with ABC News.
Oh, Tony Roma, good to see you. I hope you have my pizza with you. Hello, Tony.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said again just a couple days ago and multiple times in the past week that COVID-19 is going to just disappear. What makes you say that?
Well, for one thing, Tony, I'm replacing Fauci with David Copperfield. He can make things disappear. He did the whole Statue of Liberty once. That guy can really disappear stuff. Well, he did the statue. I'm working on the Liberty. But he can really disappear stuff. This virus should be no problem for David Copperfield. He will put the virus in his sleeve, and you won't even see him do it. He might even put it behind your ear, Tony. But I'm telling you, that virus will disappear like my weight during my physical. Poof! Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir, were you briefed on Vladimir Putin paying Taliban fighters rewards for killing U.S. soldiers?
No. Next question.
Sir, there are reports that it was in your daily brief.
Well, yeah, but they gave me some papers, but I did not read them. They said there's something very important in there, Mr. President. Should we tell you about it? And I said, no, that will ruin the movie for me. I want to wait until the movie comes out. Who will play moi in the movie, do you think? Tom Cruise? No, he is too old, and he has those Reese's peanut butter cup nipples. Everyone is too old to play moi.
So, do you read your daily briefs?
Why are you still asking questions of moi?
This is a follow-up question, sir.
I'd like to follow you up with a manhole cover to your head. Secret Service, I think Mr. Emmett Manning may be wearing an explosive tie. Can you hit him? Yes, Emmett, I read my daily briefs, but it gets a little boring after a while. They're always the same. Fruit of the loom. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, sir. Blue Andre with Mother Jones. Just to follow up on what my colleague, Mr. Manning, asked.
What is this follow-up shit? It makes it very hard for moi to sink.
I just think the American people deserve clarity on this, sir. Even as the intelligence about Putin paying money to Taliban fighters for each American soldier they kill, even after that came to light, why have you done nothing about it?
Putin told me very strongly, and he is so strong, those shoulders. I have the picture of him with the tiger in my private quarters. He told me very strongly that he did not do that. It's a good idea, though, to incentivize people to do what you want. My father once said to me, Donald, I will give you a quarter, 25 cents, Donald, for every A on your report card. I said, drop it to a D and make it $1 million, and you've got yourself a deal. And it worked, too. I got so many D's. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Clementine Coker from the Phoenix Gazette. Mr. President, you have said that Black Lives Matter are hateful words. You don't hear those words, sir, as the call to recognize the value of human lives that have suffered, not just throughout the history of their ancestors who were brought here as slaves, but at the hands of pernicious, systemic, and societal racism that still today harms and disadvantages the lives of people of color?
No. Trump Lives Matter. Why not paint Fifth Avenue orange? Trump Lives Matter. I have struggles too, you know. Every day, Ivanka comes to me and says, Papa, I want to be president too. And I reach up and I put my hand on her face. And it sinks about an inch into some kind of makeup product and it's sticky. And I can't get my hand off her cheek. And she yells, Papa, you have ruined my makeup. Now I will have to spend another 2 hours with a scraper and a cocking gun. Papa, let go. And I say, I cannot let go. I think the Flex Seal was not yet dry. I am stuck on your face, Ivanka. What shall we do? That late night television guy might make a bet out of us. Stop moving your head. You're hurting my arm. Call the Secret Service, Ivanka. No, Papa. It will be all over the fake news. I know, I say. Call the Space Force, and then we'll jump off the roof, and they will save us. Try being me for a minute before you bitch about your lives, black people. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. Mr. President, while speaking about statues during an interview in the Oval Office with Brian Kilmeade from Fox News, you said people are tearing down statues and they don't even know what they're tearing down, and the pieces are important for educational purposes. Then you identified a bronze statue right here in the Oval Office with a man on a horse that you had chosen for the Oval Office as being Teddy Roosevelt. In fact, it is a statue called Bronco Buster made by Frederick Remington, and the rider depicted atop the horse is not Teddy Roosevelt, but it is nameless.
Tony, I'm not a tour guide, you know. It's a guy on a horse. I don't care. So long as he can't talk, I like him. Art, Tony, is in the eye of the beholder anyway. If people choose to be offended by a statue of Robert E. Lee, a traitor who fought a war against the United States in order to preserve slavery, they can be. See? Moi, French Trump, I'm a lot more positive than that. When I see that statue, I see a man who, if he were alive today, would have come to my rally in Tulsa without a mask and would soon be on a ventilator. See, people say French Trump has no empathy. That is not true. I feel very bad for Robert E. Lee that he could not be at my Tulsa rally. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you, right there. Yes. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. William Perry Penley, your nominee to head the agency which manages 1/10 of the nation's landmass and a vast amount of oil, gas, and minerals, has said that concerns about climate change come from kooks who are spreading fear. Sir, climate change is a threat to the planet recognized by scientists the world over. Is such a man the right choice for this position?
I guess so, unless Eric wants it. Trump lives matter. Trump lives matter. Trump lives matter. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President, that woman right there, you, Natasha Hilton here from TMZ. Your poll numbers are so bad, people are beginning to wonder if you'll drop out of the race. What do you say to that, sir?
That is ridiculous. Anybody who would say that does not know the resolve, the strength, the commitment, the fighting spirit of President Vladimir Putin. This press conference is over. No more questions. No more questions.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.